It's time now for Maple in the Morning with your host, Stacy Maple. Maple in the Morning is heard here on WPCR and WPIB Radio at 10 a.m. and features guests excelling in their business or organization, local government officials, and those making news around our area. And now here's Stacy Maple with Maple in the Morning here on WPCR and WPIB Radio.
Good morning. I'm Stacy Maple with Maple in the Morning on WPCR, PortClintonRadio.com, and also heard on our affiliate station, WPIB, PutinBayRadio.com. Well, good morning, everyone. It's another beautiful day. We're going to talk about arts in the park today. I have some local artists with me from the Port Clinton Artist Club. So good morning and welcome, Barbara and David.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. So we have two of the members here from the club. Talk about the club a little bit, Barbara. How long have y'all been around?
Well, the club was established in 1956 by a group of women artists, local women artists who painted together, and they were interested in promoting the arts more and educating people more. So they created the club.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So this club's been around for quite a while.
A long time.
I'm not going to try to do the math because I already determined I couldn't do that earlier, but we know it's been a while anyway. And then they started doing this particular event sometime shortly thereafter, you think?
This is the 62nd year for Arts in the Park. And so we think that they started it like a year after the club started.
Okay.
And it was started as a fundraiser to help them create some workshops that were high quality and low cost for the members and other interested parties in the community.
Well, David, you're the current president right now, David Winnell, the current president of the Port Clinton Artist
Club.
Vice president of the Port Clinton Artist Club. Talk to us a little bit about what it means to be a part of this organization. Why do people want to be a part of it?
Well, Barbara mentioned that it was started by a group of women, and it's still very female dominant. I'm one of the few men in the club.
Okay.
But there are a few of us.
All right.
And we paint and we do various things that are artistic, I guess. There are about 100 members in the club, and we are basically a volunteer organization. This Arts in the Park is put together by volunteers and manned by volunteers. The entire year is financed through Arts in the Park. As Barbara mentioned, the workshops that we have once a month, we have programs once a month that are meetings, and we do a lot of running out of
not a word about it. That's okay. So the money that you raise from Arts in the Park will be used then to basically cover the cost for a lot of these workshops?
Correct.
Is there membership dues and things as well if people are listening that might want to become a member?
If you're a member of the club, the workshops are $20.
Okay.
If you are not a member of the club,
they're typically $45.
Okay.
Okay.
And the dues are $20 a year.
That's for a year.
Yeah.
How many
members
do you have right now?
I think there's 99.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's quite a few.
And we do ask that people be active members because it does take a lot of work to keep the club going and, you know, to put on Arts in the Park. So that's how we keep the workshop fees low, is because we have a lot of active members that help.
So what are the ages of the people? Do you have some young folks and older folks? Is it kind of across the board?
We do. We have a few younger folks. Most of the people are represented really well by Barbara and me.
What does that mean for those who are just listening?
Age-wise, you mean?
Well, I think a lot of folks got involved in art more heavily when they retired.
Okay.
And our club is predominantly in that age group.
Okay. What kind of requirements do you have to have? Do you have to be
or art lover?
Okay.
We have a lot of people that joined so they could take classes and learn to become artists.
Nice.
And so that's been a really nice thing. And I think just to tag along with David, we have maybe five teenagers, that have been members. And so that's been really, really a nice thing too. And one of the other things that I think is important is that one of the things we do with the funds from Arts in the Park is we give awards at the Five County Art Show that's put on by the high schools and the five surrounding counties. We give awards to the Ottawa County high school students. So we have three judges that go over when they set up, and they kind of go through and scrutinize. And that's been a really nice thing that we have done. And
when do they hold that show? What time of year?
It was, I think, in April this year. Nice. And then the winners have always come to one of our meetings and brought their art, and so that all the rest of our members can get acquainted with them and see why we chose the ones that we chose or why the judges.
One of our winners even brought her banjo and played an original composition for us.
I was just going to say, is this limited to visual art, or is this art in all of its forms?
It's not music, but it is sculpture, watercolor, acrylic, pen and ink, pencil, colored pencils. It's so there is really a nice variety.
What is one of the maybe the, one of your favorite workshops that you have either attended through the club or maybe helped put together? What are some of those favorite ones?
I think that one of the most popular ones, and a lot of people don't miss it, is we have a man, Mark Palomchak, that comes in January, and it's a three-day watercolor workshop.
I remember this one, yeah.
And he is just so much fun. He's an excellent artist, and he's a wonderful teacher, and he just makes you laugh the whole time. So we really learn a lot from him and enjoy that three-day.
Yeah. For those who may not know, most of those workshops, or maybe all, but most of them at least, are at the Sutton Center in the conference room.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
so
right.
I kind of had a chance to kind of sit and watch kind of firsthand for the last few years when I was at Bistro 163. Mm-hmm. To see all the different artists come through with their toolboxes and their kits and things and all their tools. And they spend the better part of a day creating something.
Yes. Yeah. And we have two members, Kathy Whiting and Jane Lambert, who are our program chairs.
Okay.
And they have been really creative in coming up with some classes that we might not have had in the past.
Right.
So it is, that's a way that people give back to the club is by volunteering for the different committees.
Mark Palomchak and several other artists that run the workshops have donated their art to the club so we can raffle it off during the year at Art Walk, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Right.
And at the various at Arts in the Park. And people are really excited about that. We have sold a lot of tickets for getting this wonderful art out to people.
Yeah. It's really, people may not realize, because we don't always think about the lake communities as being art communities. We think about them being coastal and there's all sorts of lake activities.
Mm-hmm.
But we really have a very vibrant art community up here.
We do.
Yeah.
We really do.
It's
really and
fascinating.
It's just been growing. I've been here 17 years, and it's just grown and grown. It's really wonderful. It's very nice.
It's a neat place to come and check it out for sure.
Yeah.
So did this, the Arts in the Park, we should say it's August 3rd and 4th this year, so it's coming up here in a few weeks. Did that kind of grow out of the need or a desire to be able to showcase some of the art of those in the workshop, or are these more professional or more recognized artists, I should say, in the area, or is it a combination of both?
Well, I think that's a good question.
Thank you, Barbara.
I mean, historically, we were told that it was created to promote the arts and workshops.
Okay.
But I honestly don't know if the women that created it sold and participated or if they just ran the show.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know.
So what is it today?
The way it is these days.
Yeah, what is now?
We have artists from the club that display their work and sell their work at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we bring in other vendors that not only sell popcorn, but sell their art creations at the show.
So it's kind of a combination of both.
Combination. Mm-hmm. Now.
And
it
I know
is.
It has grown because you do offer a few other things besides just art. What are some of the other things that people can find?
Well, we have a children's make and take. Our member, Lizette Post, is in charge of that, and she comes up with a lot of nice creative ideas for kids to come. So they can just go to that booth, and they can make a pillow, they can they've decorated hats, they've done all kinds of things, and that's a really popular part.
Is there a fee for that?
No.
Oh,
no.
Nice, even
it's
better.
It's just they can make something and take it home.
Nice. What about music? I know there's some music that you're going to be able to hear that day, too.
Rosemary Schramm is in charge of the music. There's a barbershop quartet.
Okay.
Rosemary does some singing.
Nice.
Bob Lewitsky is in our club as also an artist, but he also sings and plays the guitar. There's music all day on Saturday and all day on Sunday. So it's if you got tired of walking around, You can go over in the shade of the tree by the music and listen for a little while and then go back to the, looking at the art.
Well, that's a good thing for people to understand. How is it laid out so people would have some kind of expectations? There's places to sit, it sounds like, and such. What can they expect?
The Lake View Park, it is pretty much all taken over by the Arts in the Park vendors and showcase, both the food vendors and the artistic vendors. And there's places to sit in the shade. For example, the Rotary Club has a perch truck.
Yep.
And I know you're in the Rotary Club.
The perch wagon.
That's right.
Very popular.
And the Lions Club has food, and they always have tables sitting near there. And I like to go over and sit at those tables and talk to the people that are just resting between their viewing of the various art projects.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Maybe for those who are just listening, maybe from Toledo or Cleveland or, you know, Columbus areas, and you're not familiar with Lakeview Park, it is a beautiful park. It's right in downtown Port Clinton, right across from our city beach, right across from the lake. Beautiful backdrop for an event like this. And there's a lot of beautiful shade.
So, talk about an August event.
Yeah, it's a great place for an event like this for sure.
Yeah.
How many vendors do you have coming this year?
We have 100 vendors.
Wow.
And that includes the food vendors.
That's a lot.
So it really is. It's really quite a show, and you can't miss it. I mean, if people come from, we do have people that come from Cleveland, Columbus, Toledo, and, you know, you really can't miss it if you're driving down 163 or Perry Street. You just run right into it.
Right.
It's exciting.
Well, I know if you want more information, you can, of course, find out at portclintonartistclub.com. There's an entire page there on the website dedicated just to Arts in the Park, which is wonderful. And you also have a Facebook page. What's the Facebook page?
It is Port Clinton Artist Club also.
It's easy enough.
Yeah, easy
and,
enough.
And there's an event link there, too, so people can find out more information.
Right.
So definitely check those out if you like. The event is Saturday and Sunday, August 3rd and 4th. On Saturday, what are the hours?
Saturday, it's 10 to 5.
And about Sunday?
Sunday is 10 to 4.
10 to 4. And what about parking? Is this an issue for something like this? Where do you tell people to park?
Parking is available on both streets on each side of the park. There's also the opportunity for people to park in the old Kroger lot at the end of 2nd Street in Maple. We have golf carts that ferry people back and forth.
Well, I was wondering. They used to. Now, that's where the new Bassett's is, right? Is that the plaza you're talking
about?
Correct.
Okay,
But Ace Hardware. Rear. Yes. Yeah. So there's an opportunity to park there, and then you can shuttle them back and forth the event.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And if we could thank Jerry's Auto Plaza Overkill Golf Carts, they donate two golf carts for us to use every year. They have for probably 10 years.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's been really helpful.
That's good.
Yeah.
Helping people get through, especially when it's warm. It can be a little warm and it's a long day for some.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this, of course, is a family event.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it
you can
is.
bring the little ones with you for the whole day and
absolutely.
Have lunch.
Kids have a lot of activities that they can do there with Lizette Post and her creations.
Are there any other events that are coming up besides the Arts in the Park? And I know you've got some workshops. Is there anything else coming up that we need to talk about?
This is all we can focus on right now.
Not enough in our baskets.
I would like to shout out to Kay Young and Lynn Madden.
Yep.
Kay is the show director, and Lynn is her sidekick. They really are running a beautiful show. And
you were the past director, correct?
I was.
How many years did you wear that hat?
I did that for 4 years.
Okay, so you know exactly that they're in the throes of it right now.
Yes, right.
And they make it look easy, too.
Yeah.
They do. They're very organized and very efficient and thorough. So it's really nice. And I just want to say also that we do have a lot of artists that have come back year after year. We have Carol Gilbert has been coming for 30 years.
Wow.
She's a fine artist, a watercolorist, and people know her by her cute little birds that she, that's the draw to her, but she's, you know, quite accomplished beyond that. And Judy Bilo, we talked about her, I think, a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
She does yard art, glass, beautiful, colorful.
Neat.
We have Leo Pelka, who is a bonsai artist, and there's actually the Leo Pelka bonsai area at Shadell Gardens, named after him because he's an expert. Yeah. And his daughter's there. She's right next to him. She does textiles. She makes handbags. And this necklace that I have on, I know that listeners can't see it, but it's beautiful.
Beautiful.
And it was made by our member, Emily Kilken. It's lamp work.
Oh, neat.
And it's a fish. And she just does all kinds of these different colors and shapes. And she has, you know, sells them with a necklace.
They're really fun.
And so they're kind of fun. So,
we have a very talented group.
It sounds like
we
it.
Do.
Yeah, very diverse too. So for someone who's maybe never been to Arts in the Park before, what are some things that they should know ahead of time as far as what should they bring with them, that kind of thing?
Well, I think good shoes, comfortable shoes, because it is in a park and it's grassy. You know, an appetite. Be nice to bring a good appetite.
Do most
and
of the
money.
Money. So do most of the vendors take cash only, or will they use?
They do.
I think they'll take credit cards too.
Yeah,
quite a few of them.
With Square and those people, you know, that's been really valuable, I think, for a lot of artists.
Do they need to bring their own chairs if they want to come and just sit for the afternoon and hear some music? Or?
That would be a great idea. Okay. Mm-hmm. There are seats available, but it's always good to have your own chair.
Yeah, I have one that I keep in the back of my Jeep just during the summer. It seems like I pull it out more often than not.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Well, good. Those are good things. And, of course, if it's hot, just make sure people bring out
Keep hydrated.
Bring some sunscreen. So it is a long day. From 10 to 5 on Saturday, again, August 3rd, and then back again on Sunday from 10 to 4 on August 4th. You can find the artists down at Arts in the Park. It's an annual fine art and crafts festival. Been going on for how many years again? This is fascinating.
62 years.
There are not many things that are still going on for 62 years. So obviously this must be a good one. And of course, the funds from this, it is a fundraiser.
Yes.
The funds generated from this go to, again, just supporting the club, supporting art and education.
Workshops
and,
that the club sponsors every month, as well as programs at the meetings.
Yeah.
And the awards.
And scholarship
that we give.
Awards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of scholarships do you give? Are they
monetary? They're actually, yes, they are, but they're awards.
Okay.
I mean, they're not, well, we call them awards now. We used to call them scholarships, but I guess it could be either one,
yeah.
But we do. We give, $250 to the first place, $150 and then $100. And then we, you know, if we make more money, then sometimes we increase that. But we give that out at the Five County Art Show that's over in Oak Harbor. And it's usually in April, I think.
Is that just high school students? I'm curious.
Just high school
students. Okay.
It's stunning to see the work that they do, too. They're just amazingly good.
Amazing. I know. We went. My son is going to be a rising junior, so he's sophomore last year, and went to some of the art shows around that he participated in. It's amazing what kids, the caliber of art that they're putting out.
There.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is.
Yeah. So, well, it's nice to have both of you in here today. I really appreciate it. I wish you all the best with the 62nd Art in the Park that's coming up on August 3rd and 4th again. You can check them out online at PortClintonArtistClub.com. You can also follow them at Facebook. And what was the Facebook page
again? It's Port Clinton Artist Club.
Port Clinton Artist Club. And, of course, there is an event link there from the Facebook page for the event. So, again, August 3rd and 4th, mark your calendars. Plan on coming on out. Plan on bringing some money, and you can support our local artists.
Very good.
Thanks so much, Barbara. Thanks, Dave. It's nice to see you, David. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacey.
Nice to have you on.
Thank you, Stacey.
Stacey Maple with Maple in the Morning on WPCR, PortClintonRadio.com, and also heard on our affiliate station, WPIB, PortInBayRadio.com.
You've been listening to Maple in the Morning with your host, Stacey Maple. If you missed part of today's show or would like to hear it again, Maple in the Morning is available on demand at PortClintonRadio.com or WPIB.com. Join us again here at 10 a.m. for Maple in the Morning with Stacey Maple on WPCR and WPIB Radio.